Madison Dawson, time for news and weather brought to us by REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, headquartered in Montevideo.
President Biden isn't budging on Lisa Brady, Fox News, at least not publicly, despite all the reports of growing pressure on him, including in private, from top Democrats to pass the torch and drop his bid for re-election. Principal deputy manager for the Biden campaign, Quentin Fulks, telling reporters a short time ago,
"The president has said it several times. He's staying in this race. I talk to the president every single day in some form of Zoom or phone call. He's usually fact-checking me on a statistic that I got wrong."
Fulks says the campaign is not working through any scenarios where President Biden is not at the top of the ticket. He did not directly confirm or deny reports that the president is becoming receptive to ending his campaign. Former President Trump will formally accept the Republican presidential nomination for the third time tonight at the GOP convention in Milwaukee, where he says tonight's speech is a chance to bring the country together after surviving an assassination attempt. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle facing calls to resign on Capitol Hill, including from House Speaker Mike Johnson, over security failures at Saturday's Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Some lawmakers not satisfied with what they've heard so far after virtual briefings yesterday.
Cheadle here at the RNC in Milwaukee, also hearing from other Republicans, including Wyoming Senator John Barrasso and Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, who confronted her. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee on Wednesday also issuing a subpoena compelling Cheadle to appear before the committee on Monday.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Meantime, the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed by the Trump shooter, is preparing to lay him to rest, releasing a statement ahead of a memorial service today, calling him a beloved father and husband, friend to many in the Butler region, and saying they're finding comfort and peace through messages of encouragement from people around the world. America is listening to Fox News.
The doctor's office that accidentally mixed up your files has your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport number. You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that can expose you to identity thieves. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Are you a member of Minnesota Valley REC and need to replace your water heater? If so, do they have a deal for you? Along with the fact that an electric water heater is the safest, most reliable way to heat water, Minnesota Valley REC sells, delivers, and installs electric water heaters for co-op members. Whether you're replacing your old water heater or purchasing one for your new home, remember, an electric water heater has no fumes, no flames, nothing to vent, light, or clean. So it gives you the peace of mind that you have the safest water heater around. Minnesota Valley also offers rebates up to $300 and will finance the purchase and installation of a lifetime warrantied water heater. Keep Minnesota Valley REC in mind if you should need to replace your water heater. Call them at 1-800-247-5051.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Daytime highs approaching 79 today under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 60. Daytime highs approaching 81 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance of thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. A peek at the extended shows 82 Monday, 83 Tuesday, and 82 on Wednesday. Once again, highs reach 79 today. We should dip to 60 tonight, a high of 81 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, 75.
News and weather brought to you by your REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, headquartered in Montevideo, Minnesota. Don't miss the fun. It's the 134th annual Yellow Medicine County Fair, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Some of the events coming up on Friday the 19th. Mario Callens of the Midwest Cowboys at the Pavilion at 5 p.m. There will be a Lego building contest, big demolition derby, and kids' Power Wheels derby, 7 p.m. in the grandstand. All the information available at ymcfair.org. Don't miss the fun. The 134th annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. We'll see you there.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Shelley Bettner in Montevideo. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us at 320-321-1426. That's 320-321-1426. To schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The going out of business sale at Fisher Furniture in Madison is underway, and there's still a great selection of merchandise in the store. After 54 years in business in Madison, Dick Fisher is retiring, and it's your chance at huge savings on quality furniture. Get 35% off the already low sale prices. You pick it up, no delivery at these low prices. From a huge selection of comfy Lazy Boys to bedroom sets, dining room sets, kitchen sets, two-sided mattresses, wall clocks, accessories, all kinds of home decor, you'll find it on sale at big savings right now at Fisher Furniture in Madison. Stop in and save. Wish Dick well on his retirement. That's at Fisher Furniture, Madison, right on Highway 40. All major credit cards are accepted.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Thursday, July 18th, sponsored by Franzen Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. Today we continue our conversation with Claire Metzger. She's a senior at Rothsay High School, and she's also the Miss Minnesota High School Rodeo Queen. She and the rest of her 40-some Minnesota High School Rodeo teammates are out in Wyoming right now, competing at Nationals.
So for high school rodeo, so it is open to 9th through 12th graders, but we also do have a junior high program, which is 5th through 8th graders for the high school rodeo program we have in Minnesota.
Okay, and so for these Nationals, is it something you qualify? I mean, you're the queen, obviously, so you have a different role than a lot of the other students, but the other kids that are just out there competing, is it a qualification deal that they have to qualify here in Minnesota first before going out there?
Yes, so each rodeo that we hold, they can rack up points. So if they place like first, they get 10 points for that rodeo. And then we also hold a state finals here in the spring. And then if you place top four at state finals, you get to go to Nationals and compete here.
50 states in the country, are they all represented, or is this a regional type of a deal?
So they're all represented here. We actually have some contestants from Australia here as well and New Zealand. So it's kind of like almost a world finals more than a Nationals.
Wow, that's really cool. So you wrap up this Sunday, so you'll have been there for, you know, a week and a half strong, a little more than that even. Is there some sort of ceremony or their crowning of national champs? How does that all work?
Yeah, so on Saturday, they'll do their short go contestants who have placed top 20, and they'll go on and compete in the short go. And then from there, after the short go, they will crown the champions.
So you're not staying in a hotel. Tell us a little bit about your accommodations.
Yeah, so I'm staying here on the grounds here at the Sweetwater Event Complex. Sitting here in my living quarters trailer currently, and we are stalling our hosts here at the grounds.
TV, what's the internet and television situation like?
So we don't have a TV in here, but the internet is honestly kind of bad out here, but we're still able to make posts and other things like that.
Not to put you on the spot, but what's the best thing? What's your favorite thing about being out there?
Honestly, so each night they hold a National High School Finals Rodeo Dance, and I've had a lot of fun going to those and meeting everybody that's there from all the different countries and states and everything.
Claire, thank you, and best of luck the rest of the week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Ryan Phelps.
I am truly jealous.
On the Minnesota Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for your first home? Franzen Bank and Trust's mortgage specialists can guide you through the entire home buying experience. Visit franzenbank.com/dreamhome to download a complimentary home buyer's guide and learn more today. Your dream home is just one click away. Franzen Bank and Trust, real people, real results. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 718070.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join me Thursday from Montevideo for American Legion Baseball Playoffs. It's Montevideo taking on Dawson in the winner's bracket. 7 o'clock first pitch. That's Dawson and Montevideo in the sub-state southeast pod of the American Legion Baseball Playoffs Thursday night, 7 o'clock, right here on Q92.
Come on over to the Madison VFW every Thursday night at 6:30 for bingo. You're invited to play. Proceeds go to community service projects. That's bingo at the Madison VFW every Thursday night, 6:30. License number 00477.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional emphasis.
It's 1110 here at Q92.
Continuous favorites all day long.
The best oldies on Q92.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup, and you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.
At an early age, young David Brewster was already impressing others. The boy was an A science student and did well in all his school courses. Though he later studied religion and became an ordained preacher, he remained deeply fascinated with his science experiments. Before long, David rediscovered an ancient creation that thrilled kids everywhere, the kaleidoscope. Another product he made famous is still used by doctors every day, the stethoscope. But probably the biggest contribution David Brewster made to humankind was a series of vast improvements he made to many of the lighthouses around the world, from toys to medicine to navigation. One man's love of science made the world a much better place for all of us. With the Success Journal, I'm Chris Whitting.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 11:60. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And time for another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul.
Boy, these last 2 days, just beautiful. Without no humidity.
They're perfect. I like this.
Perfect for growing, too, right?
What's that?
Perfect for growing. They need some warm weather, and the plants and are growing pretty good now, I'm guessing.
Yep, the gardens are turning up. People are starting to harvest type stuff. And so, and the trees and shrubs and plants are flowering. So
yep. All right, what's happening at Heather this week? Oh, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
We're busy landscaping. You know, we get through the busy spring, and then we get on to all the projects and stuff. So we're over in Madison across the street there, putting rock in around and plants at the Madison Dental Clinic. And then we're working out at Rick and Ann Gale's, landscaping their new home. And so we're doing a lot of landscaping. I'm doing a lot of design and estimates. So people are looking for landscaping estimates. Give me a jingle.
Yeah, looking out the radio station, this window here. Boy, a really nice job on the dental office over there, Dwayne. Looks different.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it looks great. We're going to do a few more things. We're going to try to finish up tomorrow. So I think it'll be nice. And the other thing we're doing is we're making flowers for the 1974 50-year class reunion.
That's your year.
That's my year. So we're going to have our 50-year class reunion Friday night at the Mercantile, and then on Saturday night out at the Country Club, Madison Country Club.
How many years for you?
50.
50.
Can you imagine that? Those people are old.
Well, Dwayne, I know when you were quarterback for the Madison Dragons, I protected you on that offensive line. Remember that?
Yes. We were just talking about that, you know. I'm kind of in charge of the master ceremony, so I'm gonna have the line. You could come and stand up, too. Tell the line that protected me and Dave Gerke in the backfield to stand up, and I don't think we had anybody but you must have been about on 200 pounds.
I was only a 10th grader.
10th grader.
Yep. When you were a senior.
I think our line averaged about 150. And tell the line to stand up now, and I'm going to say, I wish you were this big to protect me back then.
I think I was 200 pounds when I was a 10th grader. So. All right.
That was fun years.
It was. Well, yeah, well, 50 years. Wow, that goes fast.
That's nuts.
Yeah. All right, I want to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions with Dwayne, 320-598-7301, or you can email him over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
The plant of the week is the daylily. I don't know if you've noticed them around town, but it's that strappy-type leaf flower, and then it shoots a spike up and has different color flowers. A lot of them right now are that orange one. They're looking pretty, and you even see them out in the ditches that they're blooming. I put a picture on Facebook there, you did, and there's all different colors of daylilies. And there's all, the old daylilies were a diploid, which means it was a that's a different how they bred them. Mm-hmm. Now we have tetraploids, which means that they bloom and rebloom and last a lot. The flower lasts a lot longer. So the modern day lily isn't a day lily anymore. It lasts quite a while, and then they're rebloomers. So.
Oh, okay.
The Dior day lily is kind of made that its name to fame. So there's like five different colors of Stella Dior day lilies. And those are real popular because they're re-blooming daylilies. So
okay.
They're busy blooming right now. So one of those flowers that likes the hot sun.
Okay. What's our OFTA?
OFTA.
Concern.
A lot of people coming in now with lots of concerns. And I put on there that the current concern was bugs, mites, and diseases. That's pretty broad range, but they're all attacking right now. And we have a lot of questions coming up concerning those, but if you have, you can send me a picture or whatever you want, or you can bring it in to the shop, and we can kind of diagnose it for you if you have problems. And there's a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah, a lot of things going on.
We'll be talking about those here with these questions coming up.
Right. All right, well, speaking of questions, yeah, once again, our phone lines are open, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a lawn or garden question for you. One of our listeners just called in, Dwayne. What's wrong with the tomatoes this year? They're kind of late bloomers.
That's a wide open question.
Well, I have seen a few. I've talked to a few people. Some of their tomatoes are still green. Why aren't they turning red sooner and stuff like that? They need the heat.
We get that question every year.
Okay.
You know, it got warm lately, and we've only had one day that's been hit 90 degrees, maybe two. So tomatoes ripen when it gets warmer out. Being cooler and wet feet, I don't think the tomatoes had to produce a lot of good roots. They got a lot of moisture, so they didn't have to go searching for it. So I think they're still kind of fighting to get a good root system there growing. And
can you help them along somehow?
You could help them along by turning the heat up a little bit and maybe giving them a good shot of fertilizer.
Okay.
That would help get the nutrients in. And when the tomatoes are starting to form or starting to flower or starting to form a small tomato, that's when you want to put a good quality fertilizer on there so you get the nutrients into the tomato. So when you eat your tomato, you get all those healthy things. So.
All right.
And you know what that is? That's Earth Elements fertilizer.
That's right. What tomatoes have you planted in your garden, Dwayne?
You know what? I've been eating tomatoes, so I don't know what they're talking about. And I'm usually pretty late on getting my tomatoes in. My favorite tomato by far is Sun Sugar tomatoes. That's a little golden orange cherry tomato.
Yep.
And had a couple of them, one this morning and a couple last night. Picking them right off the plants. They're just starting to turn color, so they're awesome.
All right.
Now, the other ones I plant Celebrity tomatoes, Super Fantastic, Brandywine tomatoes, and a few other ones, but they're all good.
All right. You ready for some questions, Dwayne?
Go ahead.
Here we go. I'm going to butcher this name. You have to help me out here. Dropsophila bug?
Yep.
Did I say that right?
You said it right.
Right. They're laying their eggs in cherries and raspberries. What should you do about them?
Well, you got to get up before they start laying eggs, okay? What it is, it's almost a fly bug type thing that attacks raspberries and all, you know, the cherries and all that type of stuff. I would suggest that you spray them. You can use an organic spray like orchard spray, which is organic, or fruit tree spray, that's not organic, but has chemicals in there. And that'll keep those bugs away from there so they don't lay their eggs in there. Once the egg's in there, your fruit's kind of destroyed, but I would get some kind of insecticide on there to keep those bugs out of there.
Okay. Yukon Gold potatoes and Kennebec potatoes. The vines are already dying. Why and what can I do?
Well, potatoes like it dry, okay? We have not had dry weather. So you could got root rot under there, which is one thing, and that would probably be the best thing that happened. Otherwise, you get a potato blight, and that attacks the potatoes, and there's not a lot you can do about that. But if you do have that, and you can see that on the leaves, is you're supposed to cut all that brown off or cut the whole plant off on top, wait a week or so the tubers kind of harden off in the soil, and then dig those potatoes. And you can use those potatoes, but they won't store very well, so you should use those up as quick as you can. The other thing that I would suggest is to spray Biomentum on there, which is a spray that helps the immune system of those potatoes. And I'd get that on there as soon as you can. You can spray that on the plant and on the ground. That'll help that. And then the next few years, don't plant your potatoes in that spot, because that blight is a soil-borne blight, so it's in the soil. So you can treat your soil to get rid of that, but I'd plant your tomatoes and potatoes in a different area than where you're having that problem.
Oh, wow. Well, interesting. Okay, didn't know that. All right, I don't have this problem on my lawn, but this... What's that?
You're learning.
I am. I learn something from you every garden show, Dwayne.
Oh, we're going to have more shows.
That's right. Well, we've done plenty of them over the years, you and Terry, and started out.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yep. All right, how come some of the lawns are turning yellow already? I don't have that problem in my yard, but someone has a lawn that's turning yellow already.
There's a few things going on right now, and this is one of, that's why we have this, that horticulture concern. The easiest part, if your lawn is turning yellow because of all the moisture, and so the nutrients have been used up or leached out, so you need to fertilize your lawn. And at this time of the year, you probably want to use a slow-release nitrogen fertilizer so you don't burn your lawn. So fertilizer would help green your lawn up. If there's specific grasses that are turning yellow in there, that's an annual grass, such as crabgrass. Crabgrass is a lot yellower than your bluegrass. So it could be the crabgrass one. And if you have that, crabgrass, once it's big, is almost impossible to kill, but if it's still at the young stage, you need to spray a crabgrass preventer on there. Okay. And then, hopefully next spring, put a crabgrass preventer on there, and you won't have that.
Okay.
The thing that's going on the lawns that I've noticed is kind of a yellow-brown, is there's definitely a fungus disease in some lawns because of the wet weather. And the other thing is mites are out there, and if you have that yellow, and then in the morning where there's a little dew out and you see cobwebs on your lawn, that's mites. So there's a lot of things going on with lawns right now.
All right. Well, we're running out of time here, Dwayne. We'll get
to next.
You didn't get to all the questions. We'll get them next week. Talk about Horticulture Night real quick. You got a minute.
Horticulture Night is next. It's the 25th, so it's the next Thursday, a week from today. Great night. A lot of new plants up there, especially a lot of annuals, but they have shrubs, and I like their hosta gardens. They have meal up there. They have vendors up there. They have tours. You can get a ride around. They have hay rides. They have talks.
Good.
It's great. Go.
All right. Got to run, Dwayne. Thanks a lot.
We won't run too fast, but everybody have a great week.
All right, Dwayne Hassett with another garden show from Heather Nursery and Floral.
Listening to Q92 KLQP Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. The First Care Task Force is planning for the proposed transition of the Faustin Hospital back to local governance. There was a 3-day arbitration hearing last week on the dispute between the city and Essentia Health.
We felt it went positive. This task force was formed for. We were in arbitration, but realistically, we said we cannot wait.
First Care's Bob Overmo says they need to be prepared if they get a favorable ruling and elect to terminate the contract with Essentia. The DNR plans to honor a Brainerd helicopter pilot for her effort to rescue canoeists in the Boundary Waters canoe area in May. Grace Zeller will be presented with the life-saving award later this month. Officials say Zeller helped get two injured canoeists to safety after an incident in the BWCA at Curtin Falls that left two others dead. And the Lynx topped the Atlanta Dream 86-79 at Target Center. This is MNN.
If you're speeding, you'll pay a price. Maybe the ultimate price. Speed kills. Please, slow down.
Extra enforcement now on Minnesota roads. A message from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety.
These days, there's so much to do. There's the fun stuff and the really important stuff, like getting screened for cancer. Just go to timetoscreen.org or call 1-855-53-SCREEN. We'll help you find a cancer screening location near you. It's time to screen.
Is reading hard for you? Do you struggle to see print? Is it difficult for you to turn pages in a book? Or do you have other barriers to reading? State Services for the Blind can help you. We provide books, magazines, newspapers, and more in formats like audio recordings that let you read in a way that works for you. Our Communication Center services are available to any Minnesotan with a print disability for free. Call 1-800-722-0550. That's 1-800-722-0550.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Here's your Q92 Country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Daytime highs approaching 79 today. Under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 60. Daytime highs approaching 81 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Chance of thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. A peek at the extended shows, 82 Monday, 83 Tuesday, and 82 on Wednesday. Once again, highs reach 79 today, we 60 tonight, a high of 81 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, 75.
For regular updates on local, regional, and national news throughout the day, leave your dial right here on 92.1 FM.
The time, 11:33.
Time now for the Ag News and Farm Markets from the Linder Farm Network, brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling.
Good morning. It's time for the market update here on the Linder Farm Network on this Thursday morning. It's been a mixed morning on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn now at 392 and down 6 cents. December 406 and a quarter down 5 and a half. March at 420 and a quarter down 4 and 3 quarters. August soybeans 1099, that's up 1 and 3 quarters. September 1042, up 3 and 3 quarters. November 1044 and 3 quarters, up 3 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal, $338.20 and down 90. August soybean oil, $46.54, up 33. Chicago September wheat, $538.50, down 0.75 cents. September oats, $329.75, up 5. Minneapolis September wheat, $602.25, up 10.5. And live cattle, August at 182.20, down 207. October 183.10, down 250 now at 183.07. December down 210. August feeder cattle, 250.602, down 252. August lean hogs, 91.47, down 17. October 73.85, up 17. December 65.47, down 40. The Dow is lower today. It's down 303 points. And the national negotiated carcass barrels and gilts weighted average 82.80 and down 195 this morning. The five-day rolling average, the national five-day rolling is 84.13. Iowa, Minnesota, five-day rolling average at 85.40. Pork cutout plant report carcass is at $100.22, and that's up 90. And national negotiated slaughter projections, hog slaughter projections today at 478,000, the same as a week ago. A year ago, 476,248. The box beef cutout values, choice 316.96 and down 120. Select at 298.96, up 52. Central Livestock, Zimbrota this week, finished beef steers at 187 to 200. Finished beef heifers, 187 to 199. Finished dairy cross steers and heifers, 173.50 to 193. Finished dairy steers, 173.50 to 193 as well. The market cows out of Zimbrota, mostly 115 to 134 today. And market bulls at 158 up to 169. As far as the cattle trade out of Nebraska, and by the way, they're market quiet. Nothing really to report yet today out of the Nebraska markets. You're listening to the Linder Farm Network.
Attention farmers and contractors, it's that time of year again. Time to clean your sheds and sell your equipment with the Steffes Group at the Western Minnesota Access Equipment Auction. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. Mark your calendars for the timed online Western Minnesota Access Equipment Auction closing Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 at 10 a.m. That's steffesgroup.com.
Say, farmers, don't you love feeling a crisp greenback in your pocket? Folds nicely, doesn't it? Well, your soy checkoff works behind the dollar to grow a buck into something bigger by doing good work here at home. Thanks to the checkoff, Minnesota soybean farmers have built our biodiesel industry, doubled soybean yields over the last 50 years, and given back to local communities. Your soy checkoff puts in long hours to add big value. Take a closer look at mnsoybean.org.
And that's our update on the Linder Farm Network.
Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison's a place to go for all your tiling services. They serve all of our Q92 listening area. They use Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. Quality materials, years of experience. You can count on both when you deal with Northern Plains Tiling in Madison. That's Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, Minnesota. Give them a call, 320-598-3999.
This check on the markets from the Linder Farm Network on Q92 was brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison.
If you need tiling done, check with them first. Northern Plains Tiling, Madison.
Here's the posted county prices from the Lacaparra Farm Service Agency in Madison for this Thursday, July 18th. Corn, $3.84. Soybeans, $10.46. Hard red spring wheat, $5.43. Hard red winter wheat, $5.26. Oats, $3.04, barley, $3.26, flax, $24.99 per hundredweight, and sunflower, $16.25 per hundredweight. That's your posted county prices for today.
The Chippewa County Fair is bigger and better than ever. Come on over to Montevideo for the Chippewa County Fair starting Wednesday, July 31st, and running through Sunday, August 4th. All events are free with purchase of admission of $10, and six and under get in free. Great entertainment. Wednesday, it's Hicktown Mafia. Thursday, the White Sidewalls. Friday, it's the Good for Gary Band and the Confederate Railroad Saturday night. Come on over to Montevideo for the 2024 Chippewa County Fair.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed, turned higher, then lost ground. If the Dow is higher at the close, it will be a record. The Conference Board's leading index declined 0.2% in June, suggesting a slowdown in economic growth. Amazon says this year's two-day Prime Day sales set fresh sales records. The company says independent sellers sold more than 200 million items. It didn't offer specific overall sales records. Amazon says it employed its artificial intelligence shopping assistant, Rufus, to help shoppers find things quickly and easily. Shares of Chewy's are up 47% after Olive Garden's parent company, Darden Restaurants, agreed to purchase Chewy's. It also owns Longhorn Steakhouse, Ruth's Chris, Capital Grill, and others. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jimmy Cosola, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. 800-444-2013.
Come on over to Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo this Friday night for the Timmy Eames Midwest Modified Special. Brought to you by Ethan Weber Construction and Outlaw Graphics. Green flag drops at 7 o'clock, and it's $3,058 to win. That $58 was Timmy's number. The Timmy Eames Midwest Modified Special this Friday night at Fiesta City Speedway.
What started from mechanics at Drips Automotive has grown into the Heartland Motor Company you know today. As a third-generation business, we make it our goal to give you the hometown service experience you'd expect. We'll pick up and drop off your vehicle at work, or you can enjoy a cup of coffee in our comfortable lounge while you wait. We want to make your service appointment as comfortable and convenient for you as possible. We learn from humble beginnings. That's what hometown means. Schedule your service appointment online at heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
The time, 11:43 here at 92.1 FM. Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP FM.
Was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever see.
just been